Well, now we're going to talk about another part of the spectrum in housing solutions and sheltering and shelters. And we're speaking with Justine Gonzalez-Berg. She's the network weaver for the Housing Solutions Network. At the turn of the year, she will become director of the Housing Solutions Network. And it couldn't be in more capable and bright hands as Justine Gonzalez-Berg. I want to welcome you. There is something out and about now called a community call to action for housing. And I'd like you to explain that. How did that birth as a concept, and why is it there, and what do we want to do with it?
Well, thanks so much for having me today, Chris. I really appreciate the time to talk about the Housing Declaration and the community call to action. So this community call to action was crafted by housing providers and housing champions in Jefferson County who are watching not only the existing housing crisis unfold and be worsened by now the growing pandemic and economic crisis. And really, there's been a lot of concern about how that's impacting our essential workers and how it will continue to impact essential workers, which really means the fabric of the community, into recovery. And so we wanted to have a really clear notice to the community that this issue is growing and extremely important for not only our current health of our essential workers, and also for the recovery efforts going forward for our community to get through the pandemic and continue to grow in vitality. So this declaration was crafted by housing providers, housing champions, members of Housing Solutions Network, who are community leaders who have stepped up to see themselves as part of the solution. And we wanted to craft this in a way that individuals and businesses and nonprofits and government and all sectors of society could have some real clear and concise calls to action, because a lot of these issues are decades old and stemming from systemic inequality and issues that are much bigger than we can easily tackle as individuals or as a particular organization. We really wanted people to understand that there are some actions that we can take in the immediate term that will help alleviate these issues right now, because the crisis is very urgent and we need to take immediate action, even as we keep our eyes on the larger picture of where these systemic issues have come from.
We live in a unique community in that there's so much expertise and there's so much desire out there to try to tackle some of these problems. So many people doing good work and so many potential people who could be involved in solutions. And I think this is what this is all about.
There's not only talent and people who can contribute their skills and their time and their resources to either existing housing organizations or through contributing their comments in city council and county commissioner meetings or joining housing action teams that are part of Housing Solutions Network working on issues. There are also a lot of real substantial resources in the community in terms of bedrooms and ADUs and houses that are sitting empty. And I think we have a big uphill battle to do in just educating the community that there is a housing crisis and to help tip people into seeing the assets that could be utilized in the immediate term for housing. And one of the calls to action for individuals is around renting out rooms or ADUs, converting Airbnbs into residential rentals, or even if people have space, building small units to rent out as residential rentals. We know that building housing is extremely expensive. And, you know, that's one of our largest challenges in Jefferson County, is building and adding an infrastructure. And we all know there's difficulty with that. But there are a lot of units that exist right now. And so that's sort of a low-hanging fruit to help alleviate the issue. And we would like to flip the narrative to help empower people to see themselves as a possible part of the solution through assessing the assets that could be contributing in the short term to providing a place for somebody to live. Because really, right now, every single unit of housing matters to somebody.
Justine, that's one thing I like about the whole idea of a pledge. It not only points the headlights on a problem, but it also increases awareness, helps people to sort of dig down into personal resources that they didn't know they had, or ways of doing things that would help to solve a problem. And I noticed that you have a number of things for people to check off, and it looks to me to be a real vehicle for people to sort of think about things that maybe they had taken for granted that might be part of the solution.
That's hugely important. And so in our Pledge to Action, which is on our website at housingsolutionsnetwork.org/sign, we are welcoming people and inviting people to not only sign their name to show support for this declaration and this call to action for the community, but also to show how they are already involved or are committing to becoming involved with very easy asks, such as financially supporting a local housing organization or talking to neighbors and friends about spaces that could be rented out, to larger things like providing an affordable rental unit or renting out a room in a person's home. So we really want to see that there's a ladder of engagement and that people can step on that ladder at whatever rung they're able to, but the ladder is there. And I think a lot of people need the encouragement to see that there are some lower rungs that are accessible, or see, actually, I could step up to that higher rung and I just never thought of it because there's an impression that it's somebody else's issue to work with. And really what I think we're trying to say with this declaration is this is all of our issue, because this impacts not only people who are being impacted the most, who are on the front lines of not only the pandemic, but of the housing crisis, but because it impacts so many of our local businesses and organizations, that bleeds out into affecting our whole local economy. And in that way, it impacts everybody and it impacts the vitality and the future of Jefferson County.
You know, it also acts as a survey of sorts, people committing to this pledge, because the network, as a recipient of the survey, is able to gauge the kind of response, the resources maybe the people have discovered, and all sorts of things that sort of inform you as a network to make you do your job better too.
That is really important. We also have a section where we're asking what types of resources people would like to learn about, such as how to build a home or an ADU, or how to have resources for understanding, you know, landlord-tenant law or rights and responsibilities, or first-time home buyer education, legacy options for people's property who don't have heirs to will it to. So we're also trying to gather information so that Housing Solutions Network can understand how to better serve the community in this way. And I'd love to tell a quick story, which is just that, you know, for the last year, a year ago, we put out, Housing Solutions Network and the Housing Action Team doing outreach and education put out this 14-minute video that many people have seen at this point. And just a month ago or so, I heard from one of our Housing Action Team members that she had shared the video with a friend, and it was either this friend or another friend who had seen the video and had become inspired to rent out their ADU. And so that is an actual unit of housing that came out of this video that we would have had no idea about if they hadn't had that conversation and told us about it. And so this form is also a way to exactly track what are people already stepping up to do, and how can we encourage that and reflect that back to the community, that people are stepping up and making changes and taking action.
And thinking back to a phrase, to fierce urgency of now, why is it so important right now? There are a lot of things changing because of the pandemic, things changing because of people's ability to live in areas where normally they might not be able to live in because of their jobs. And everything is changing in that regard.
On the full page ad that we in the leader, we quoted a real estate professional who has noticed that there is a huge influx of people who are fleeing the cities. And this person said, I fear that it's going to be a permanent change to our community. And I think that reflects what a lot of people in the real estate profession are seeing, which is just an enormous amount of interest in this area, which obviously makes sense as people are able to work remotely and as people naturally want to move away from the fires in California. I can't help but wonder if those had an impact on people's desire to move north. It's so important to acknowledge that everybody is just trying to improve their own quality of life. And, you know, we welcome the energy and the talent that newcomers bring. And the goal is not to shut out new people. But I think it's important to be brutally honest about the dynamics that leaves for our community to have to deal with. what it means for the stability of our workforce.
That's right. The people that are making the beds in the hotels, the people that are washing the dishes, the people who are waiting on you at the bank, the people that are inflating your tires, I could go on and on and on. They need a place to live. It's not just people that can necessarily afford to live here, as opposed to people that need to be able to afford to live here. It's a very comprehensive document that you have here, and it is in the process of being launched. How's that happening?
That's a great question. So we launched it as a full-page ad in The Leader last week, and now we are sending it out as an email to many different community organizations. Our Housing Action team members have all volunteered to send it out to different organizations they're either a part of or have contacts for. So it's really a grassroots effort in that sense. And we've also hung up some posters around town and posted it on our social media. And actually, as of right now, we have almost 60 people who have signed the pledge, which is really encouraging to me. And I'm really looking forward to reading all of their responses more thoroughly. It's something that will continue to snowball, and we really hope that people will continue to send it on. And this isn't something that has any sort of deadline, because this issue is going to be here with us for a while. And so we encourage anybody to go to our website to sign their name at housingsolutionsnetwork.org/sign and share the call to action with friends and family and community members.
And for members of our community and new arrivals, this is all really important, that we think of ourselves as solutions to problems, not contributors to problems. And this is a very positive way of helping to make that happen. I want to thank the Housing Solutions Network for all of the work that you've done.
Thank you so much, Chris. Thanks for having us. And I'd love to just piggyback off of one thing you said, which was around who are the workers and the people who the housing crisis impacts, because I think a lot of people don't realize that it is all of those people who are pouring your latte or serving you at our wonderful local restaurants, who are working in our banks and our grocery stores, the people who we see and interact with every day. I don't think people realize how many of those individuals are housing insecure. And housing insecure can look like many different things. It can look like living in a substandard house. It can look like at risk of being evicted because a homeowner might want to sell, which right now that is one way that people can be evicted under the eviction moratorium, is if a homeowner chooses to sell the property or move into the property. Who are housing insecure because they've been trying to buy a house and are continually outbid by people. I just was contacted with a story of a woman who has tried to put bids on 4 different houses and has been outbid, and she's now moving, you know, with her 2 sons into an RV and a trailer because that's the housing option she can find. And I think it's really important to see all of the members of our community who have normal, stable jobs right now, even amidst the pandemic, and realize that very many of them are housing insecure in some way.
We have no idea what their status is, whether they have a home, whether they don't have a home, or whether they just have to commute for 50 miles because they can't afford a place to live here or find a place to live here. So my hat's off to the Housing Solutions Network, Justine Gonzalez-Berg, soon to be director.
Thanks so much, Chris.
Yeah, soon to be director. And that's very exciting. And I want to thank you for joining us on Compass to talk about shelter.
Thanks so much, Chris, for having me, and look forward to seeing you around.
Storm is threatening my very life today. If I don't get some shelter, oh yes, I'm gonna fade away. Oh, children, it's just a shot away. It's just a shot away. Oh, children. Shadow way.
if I don't get some